It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
How on earth have we found ourselves in the position where we're releasing content on Christmas Day?
Yeah, because the big boys and girls are doing this, right? The big pods. And now I feel like we've stepped up.
We're a big pod.
Yeah, had to happen, mate. Had to happen. Look, it's happy Christmas, everyone. And if you are, mate, I imagine, Tom, what do you imagine people doing listening to this on Christmas Day? Escaping their families?
I actually love Christmas Day content, like stuff that's in your wheelhouse that no one else really gets. I love it when that sort of stuff releases Christmas content because you listen to it on trains, you listen to it when you're driving round. Maybe there's people who are driving to like their partner's house or their other family's house now and are listening in the car.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea a lot. Hello to the rest of the family who are being made to listen to this. Hello to you if you are maybe, I imagine someone walking the dog and just getting that 20 minutes of family downtime. Basically, Christmas Day, it's a bit gauche to go and play golf on Christmas Day, as we discussed before. But this is just a little a hit, right? It's like a little sugar cube of it.
Can I get emotional for a second?
It's
Christmas,
emotional.
It's fine, isn't it?
Come on, come on.
I really want to say a huge thank you to every single listener of this podcast for this year, because over the last 12 months, it is insane that this silly little thing me and old Tom Price do every day has actually become a thing.
I'm not sure the numbers are right.
I know they're not.
I'm not sure the numbers are right. So thank you from the bottom of our pathetic little golf hearts for listening, because it means that we can indulge ourselves and you in this stupid, you know, golf. All golf chat is meaningless because golf is meaningless, and yet it still obsesses us all. And I love that we found each other.
Can we do a little role play very quickly, just in case people haven't opened their, let's be honest, crap golf Christmas presents from family members who don't understand the sport. So, and you'll be good because you've done acting. You were in Torchwood, mate. So you're an actor.
Oh, hi, mate. Yeah, available. Yeah. Go on, I haven't had a gig for years. This will be great.
I'm passing you a present and I want you to act out opening it and then pretending that the golf toilet putter is exactly what you wanted.
Yes. No, I know exactly. It's not going to be the golf toilet putter, but I'll tell you what it is. Okay, here we go.
Tom, Merry Christmas, mate. I got this for you.
Oh.
Here, hold on, let me pass it to you.
Thank you. Thank you, mate.
Here it is. There you go.
Let's have a little look, see what's in here. I think I know what this might be. I've given it a shake, sounds like. Yeah. It's balls, isn't it? It's golf balls.
What do you reckon about that?
It's golf balls with novelty cartoons on. So there's...
Yeah. So there's, I found it online.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's so good. Thank you, because I really need good quality golf balls. And these have got a high compression or a low compression, do you know?
They've got Father Christmas face on, so that's the sort of compression you're getting. Does that help?
So I'll be able to putt Santa's face.
No, put them in your golf bag now. Don't put them over there. Put them in your golf bag now.
No. Do you know what? I will. I'll nip upstairs and I'll just pop them in my golf bag, which is quite near that cupboard. But I'll definitely put them in the bag and not that big cupboard, because these are coming straight on the first tee when I play tomorrow. Thank you so, so much. You must have thought so long and hard. It's clear that you haven't just written the word golf into Amazon, and I really appreciate that.
Cut. Very good. Well done.
That was really nice. Do you want to have a go? Should we see what your novelty crap Christmas golf themed present is? We've
let me just have a think. What yeah, have people got yeah, me in the what have people got me in the past? It's okay. Yeah, ready to go. Okay.
Right, here you are. Oh, Tom, I know you like golf, so surprise, surprise. Here you go, mate. Yeah.
What is this?
Go on. Yeah.
Oh, you, yeah, this is really kind of you. You got, you're welcome. Oh, it's a golf thing.
Yes, yes, of course.
Oh, they're all those, they're the tees that you tie together.
Yeah, because then you don't lose them if they're tied together.
Yeah. No, because I lose my tees all the time. That's really, oh, that's, yeah, that's, and some bamboo tees underneath. Brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're different heights, the ones that you tie together.
Yeah.
So, you know, for when you put the ball down on the green and things, you can put them on those. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Thanks. So. Oh, thanks, Granny. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, there's five pounds. In, oh, that's a bit hard. There's £5 in there as well.
Yeah. Shave your mustache.
How do you know my granny? Cut there. Really nice.
There you go. So that's what we're, that's the sort of thing that's going on over Christmas. Should we read some emails?
We've had so many emails. This is really, really good. Yeah, you go first.
Okay. Over to email corner. Hello, John Daly. No joke.
This is so good.
No joke. This is, email from John Daly.
I can't believe he was compos mentis enough to email us.
Hi, the Toms. I recently discovered your podcast. Catching up and just listening to the A Puppy Ruined Tom's Life episode. Wow, this was a long time ago.
My goodness me. She's like two now.
This is the podcast where TG announced he was off to go and play the JCB. Indeed I did. And said it was the most exclusive club in the UK. I would contend that Loch Lomond would claim that title. Regards, John Daly. Yes, that is my real name.
Do you, I get the feeling that the bit where it says, and yes, that is my real name, is his email sign-off.
Yeah.
That's all emails that he sends.
How many people, though, in the day-to-day working life know who John Daly is, though? Because that's quite a niche golf. He's the only... Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Name me the golfers that you think everyday people know.
Oh, there's probably about three or four. It's probably like Nick Faldo, Tiger Woods... Rory McIlroy now, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say Rory, definitely.
And that's maybe Seve Ballesteros. That, you know, if people are making a joke about, all right, insert golfer here, they'd maybe say Seve.
Seve, Faldo, Woods, Rory.
I'd say that's right. The golfing names that have punched through to the brains of people like your granny who just gave you that present. It's that, right?
I reckon that is actually all of them. I don't think there's many more than...
No. No, it would be a real curveball if your granny went, all right, Justin Thomas. Whoa, granny.
All right, Hideki Matsuyama. So that was from John Daly. Have you got the emails up, Tom? Do you want to read one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Michael Scott has been on. So Michael Scott won golf balls the other day. Congratulations.
Well done, Michael.
Very nice. I got a shout out on last week's episode to win a ball. Turns out I'm cricket god Scotty. That was his name, which I must have set up some time ago. I need to work out how to change. Appreciate being selected for the free ball. And then he gives us his address. I won't read that out online. That feels inappropriate to read that out on the show. Thank you, Michael, for your email and congratulations. We've got a good one from Charlie. You can take this one if you want, Tom.
I got Charlie's up if you want to give that a read.
Yeah, go on. It's beautiful.
Charlie Horsfield. Hello, both. Keep up the good golf work on the pod. Of course we will. Yeah, I'm a relatively new player. Played as a teenager and then stopped for a long time and picked it back up around 18 to 24 months ago. So I've worked this year at breaking 100 and did. Well done, massive. We had a video actually that's gone crazy on TikTok over the last few days talking about breaking 100 because I do think that's a fair... fair line to draw between golfer and non-golfer, I think.
I'm looking at it. Do you know what? As you say that, I'm looking at it. It's had a quarter of a million views and counting, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And lots of people talking about breaking 100. What I like is that we decided breaking 100 was an indication that you were a golfer, and loads of people were like, oh, I've done that. Oh, thanks, guys. That means I'm a golfer. So I felt, do you know what I mean? I felt kind and good when we said that.
I feel like in a year of being called Tories, this was our highlight online.
There's still a few Tories on here. Jacob Stewart breaks 75 to be a golfer.
Oh, I hate that. These comments have actually really annoyed me because I actually don't think that's fair. People saying you've got to break 85 to be a golfer is untrue. That's not fair. And also isn't fair to the older golfers who just can't do that anymore.
Yes, just a completely stupid thing to say. Took me 3 years to genuinely break 100 with no mulligans. That's the way it goes. Yeah. Alan Wright says 100 per hole is ridiculous. I could do it in less than 20. That, Alan, is what I'm here for. That, Alan, is literally my comedy G-spot. Thank you, Alan.
Back to Charlie's email.
Yeah.
So breaking 100, that's not my moment of the year, though. I was having a shocking round with a friend at his local club, Mile End, near Oswestry.
Thanks, Oswestry, Dad. Love. Yeah.
And on the longest par five, after a decent drive, I hit a three wood from 200 yards out and I absolutely stuck it to 6 feet from the pin.
Oh, Charlie, that's a good stuff.
The moment we both realised where the ball was and the resulting feeling that will keep you coming back for a lifetime is my moment of the year.
Yes.
So glad that I came back to this sport. And here's to trying to break 90 in 2024. All the best, Charlie. Currently handicapped 32.1. Yes, I suck, but I'm having fun. You don't suck, Charlie. That's not true. You just... coming back to the sport.
If you also, if you could pull that shot off, you do definitely do not suck. Thank you, Charlie. And let us know, please, how your 2024 goes. Let us know if the break 90 happens. Yeah, we'd really like to stay in touch with you. And that goes for all of you. If you've got anything you want to say, preferably positive, our email is thetoms. Negative's fine. Thetoms
at golf. TikTok for negative.
Yeah. Oh, God. Thetoms at golfisruiningmylife.co.uk. We're always really happy to hear from you guys.
Have you seen Logan's email?
Oh, I'll do this one.
Do you want to take Logan's?
Did we do Logan last time? We haven't done Logan, then.
I don't think we've done Logan, no.
Oh, let's just do it again anyway. Hi there. I've just recently got into golf and in doing so stumbled upon your podcast through TikTok. Well, this is what's happening. And I've binged loads of episodes. I'll tell you what, Tom Green, the idea of anyone binging on us is just...
so sorry. These voices...
filth. Ugh. Absolute filth. I only got into golf towards the end of summer, and that's so annoying when that happens.
Oh, yeah. Disaster.
I always hit form in about September.
Yeah, and imagine, yeah, if you've only just picked up in summer, you've got... But I had this conversation with a friend the other day. Think of the people who are just getting into golf now and are going to trudge through winter, because when you come to summer, you will fall in love even more.
Oh, it's just... then it's just... yeah, it's going to open a whole new part of your brain up when summer happens.
I did say... can I just say something very quickly, actually? I said to my friend Louis, after I made that point of just to wait till you get till summer. But I did say... getting to summer does remove my favourite excuse for bad golf, which is bloody hell these conditions. Because you could excuse so much of the pros won't play on this. Bloody hell these conditions. When you come to summer and it's actually really nice, you've got none of that excuse anymore.
Oh no, then I just say it's too hard because the greens are too fast. And it's the phrase I use, you know, when I'm not having my summer dip, when I say the phrase pinballing. Because I think I heard Rory once say it about a links course once. He said it was pinballing. You put it down the middle of the fairway and it pinballs all over the place. And that's when I'm in trouble, when I start saying, oh, it's just pinballing out there.
Which only can... I mean, that must only apply to linksy summer golf, because that's not happening tree-lined golf course.
But you still get the bad bounces when it's hard, and I will complain and moan and whinge about those till I am absolutely blue in the face.
And the pinballing when it's approaching the green, and you're like, big kick to the right, big kick to the right, bigger, and it booms to the left. Screw you.
I think my golf ball doesn't know the difference between right and left.
It's not listening.
I only got into golf, says Logan, towards the end of the summer, and only getting to play a round every few weeks due to working Monday to Friday at this time of year. I know what that's like, Logan. My house got broken into, and my car got stolen, which had my clubs in the boot.
It's a tailor's oldest time, that, I think.
No, as a beginner and not even having a handicap, it's a kick in the nuts, as I spend a good bit of money on them, as I like having good stuff. I've got a set of rubbish old hand-me-down clubs now, as I'm thinking of giving it up, even though I have the bug of golf watching it whenever I can. Any advice on what I can do? Thanks, love the show. I mean, Logan, our advice would be, you know, you should have entered the comp that we did do. We're about to announce the winner of our golf club, by the way.
Indeed.
But that is, of course, only one club. I mean, the thing to do is go secondhand and just get kit that was really good 5 or 6 years ago and is in good condition, and you're going to be really happy with that.
Yeah, I'm touch wood, I've never had something like my golf clubs stolen, because it falls in that same category as like a bike. Like, you're not going to claim on house insurance for a golf clubs or a bike. Or it's just not worth it to have your monthlies go up so much because of a claim like that. So it is just a bit of it's a disaster. If there's, Logan doesn't help you, if there's any advice, don't keep your golf clubs in your car because they will get stolen. Or if you do, cover them with something like I do. But yeah, Tom's advice is right. Secondhand at this stage, go and get something that was amazing. Even 10 years ago, is still going to help your game if you've just started. So it's not the end of the world. Lesson learned.
Go to the pro shop at your local course. That's always the thing I do. Go straight to your pro shop. Tell them what happened. Get some cash. They might take an offer if you get some cash out.
Yeah, they might. Yeah. HMRC, none of the wiser from that purchase.
Yeah, it's fine.
Anyway. It's a festive show. It's a bit of festive fun. What are you hoping for Christmas-wise, Tom? Have you said you want golf stuff, or do you do what I do now? Because we're in a very fortunate position, this show brought to you by the guys at Cobra and Puma, that golf stuff, clothes-wise, is sort of covered.
Yeah, I mean, it is awkward when I email our friends at Cobra Puma on Christmas Day. So, hi guys, sorry, a few things were missing today. You're right. Actually, it's a very stupid thing to complain about. But I do feel like I've got all the kit that I need at the moment. I know that as classic Sally Price, my mum will just be like, have some money for Christmas. And I'm always like, what shall I spend it on? Because it will go into golf. And I think I might do what I did last year and get a couple of Howard lessons. I love Howard. He's my guy.
Nice. Hump the goat.
Or I might. Well, yeah. No, I think I'll do Howard. What about you?
Well, I've got to be really careful with what I say here because this is all I'm going to say. We had a meeting with the guys at Cobra Puma a few weeks ago.
I know what
ago.
You're going to say, and I nearly said it just now.
I can't say the thing that I want to say. All I'm going to say is I'm very excited for what those guys are bringing out next year, and it's solved a lot of problems for me. So I would love, and I don't think I'm going to get this, but I might get some money that would lead to this. I'd love to have a really serious round of golf next year in Scotland and have a reason to go up and do it. Like if someone bought me a voucher to go and play at Dorna, because someone got me a voucher to go and play at Dundonald Links or something like that, I want a trip up there. So
a serious round of golf. And you want it in sort of March or April so you can start. You know what I mean? Like when marathon runners have the marathon on their diaries so then they can build up to it. So we need something to get in training for.
You mean me next year.
Sorry, of course. I mean, you'll be... Are you doing the marathon?
Of course, the London Marathon.
Can you do the London Marathon? Do you know what? I will sponsor you a lot of money, and all our listeners will, if you do the London Marathon with a set of golf clubs on your back.
I definitely get some TV coverage out of it. Oh my God, Golf is Ruining My Life podcast with it on my back. That's such a good idea.
I'm not joking. I will sponsor you a lot of money if you do that.
I know, but I really want a good time because I'm trying to get, I'm losing my weight. And do you know what? Even if we didn't do this, okay, hold on. This is genuinely a good idea.
Yes.
So maybe we don't do it at the London Marathon because it's taken me so long to get into this and it's quite a big thing. But it would be funny for me and you to do a half marathon next year. Golf is ruining my life.
So in. You say you want to get a good time. I'd have a good time watching you run the marathon with a set of golf clubs on your back. There's a Christmas Day gift we've given to everyone. The image of two sad men doing a half marathon with golf clubs on our backs. I am so up for that. Let's work out what our favourite charity is and we'll do it.
Yeah, I'm 100% here for that. Oh. I genuinely. I hope everyone's having a lovely Christmas Day, by the way. And also, good golf news. Do you want my good golf news?
Always.
The shortest day of the year is behind us.
Oh, that is such a good point.
The worst of the worst is done. The worst of the worst is done.
Oh, you are... That is a proper ding-dong the witch is dead moment.
Mm.
Oh, come back to us,
lighter
sunshine.
Evenings are coming. You can start to get 9 holes after a day at work.
And it goes quickly. I know January drags, but in about February, you suddenly see it in the evenings and it becomes a topic of conversation. Every year, late Feb, early March, people start going, oh, it is getting... You really see it now, don't you?
Just before we hand this golf club out, by the way, I've had so many people message me saying, what's going on with your new golf course? Where are you joining?
Oh,
you're in St Albans now.
Come on. You've moved.
Where are you joining?
Is there news?
Well, yes and no is the answer, but there's something interesting. So I turn out of my house. There goes one way into St Albans and the other way goes out of St Albans. Yeah. I was driving to the tip the other day and maybe a 4-minute drive from my front door.
Yeah.
The gates of Centurion. It's so close.
Are you kidding me? It's 4 minutes from your house.
It's so close.
Do you get a discount? Is there like a catchment? If you're very local, do you get a discount? Guys, anyone?
I've told you that I had a meeting with them, haven't I?
Not sure you have. If you have, I wasn't listening, which sounds like me.
I had a meeting with them about joining.
And, you did tell us that. Yeah.
15 grand.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean... insane money.
I mean, is that the charity we could raise money for? Would that be inappropriate?
I would love it. Go fund Tom's golf membership. If there's ever an audience that would help.
Can you imagine? Darling, a lot of money's come out of our account this month. Yeah, these Toms are trying to join this golf club. Oh, okay, sweetheart. Fine, we just won't have as much food. That's all right. Amazing. Listen.
So good.
I really want to get to the most exciting thing, which is giving away a golf club. Thank you so much again to the guys at Cobra who gave us this fabulous driving iron, which I've loved hitting. And we've got one to give away. We've been doing the comp online. Tom Green, I understand that you have found ourselves a winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the 3/4 hybrid driving iron. I think it's 3 or 4.
Hmm. It's three.
It is. It's three. It's three.
Right-handed. Has to be right-handed.
Is entered on TikTok. Is
Come on.
Listens to the podcast every week. Yes, is Jack Warswick.
Jack.
Well done, Jack.
Moments. Congratulations. That is
well
huge.
Done, Jack. Drop us a message on TikTok or
email.
I'll try it again. If you are Jack Warswick, us. This could go wrong. The Toms at golfisruinandmylife.co.uk. So far, no one's tried to have our pants down with this.
I tell you what, it's a good job we don't work on passport control with this approach. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Fine, looks good to me. Just drop us an email. The Toms at Golf is ruining my life.
Yeah. Promise that's you. Okay, you can come in. Just let us know. Reply on TikTok, reply on email. Jack Warswick, you're the winner of the golf club. And that about wraps us up on our festive, I know it's a short one, but our festive podcast for the year.
Jack is a winner, but we're all winners because our lives are absolutely in a mess because of this stupid game. And in as far as that's true, we have won this year, 2023. We nailed it. Here's to many more exciting adventures. And also, it's fair to say plans are being hatched, and I'm looking forward to meeting some of you guys next year and actually getting some golf in with some of our listeners. That's something we are slowly but surely hatching.
Yeah, as long as we all keep telling our friends about this golf podcast and it keeps growing, we've got real big plans for next year. So,
yes.
Dates for the diaries, friends. This is the last show of the year. We will not be back first week of January because I'm on holiday. However, second week of Jan, strap yourself in for the return. Of golf is ruining my life.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Happy Christmas. Happy Easter. Lots of love. See you in early Jan. Bye now.
Love it.
Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.